From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea Wednesday said its latest missile launch involved a new type ballistic missile capable of reaching all the U.S. A KRT newsreader said the test of a new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile was a success. Analysts say it reached an altitude of about 4,000 kilometers at a distance of some 1,000 kilometers before falling into Japan's exclusive economic zone. President Donald Trump was briefed during the test.
A missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
Defense Chief Mattis called it a global threat.
They went higher, frankly, than any previous shot they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that can threaten everywhere in the world, basically.
South Korea responded by conducting its own missile firing tests. President Moon Jae-in warned the situation could get out of control. The North continues to conduct nuclear missile tests in defiance of UN Security Council sanctions. The council is to meet later Wednesday to discuss the matter. Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in Tuesday for a second term as Kenya's president, vowing to unite all Kenyans after a divisive election season.
I undertake today to be the custodian of the dreams of all and to be the keeper of the aspirations of those who voted for me and those who did not.
The October election was boycotted by the opposition. Leader Raila Odinga vowed to have his own inaugural ceremony December 12. At least one person was killed in opposition clashes with police. An earlier August election was nullified by the Supreme Court. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. and its European allies recognize the active threat of a recently resurgent Russia, and Washington has strengthened its deterrence and defense commitment in Europe against Moscow. Tillerson said a key to improving bilateral ties with Russia is ending the conflict in Ukraine.
It just sits there as an enduring obstacle, and we've got to address it. So, as you know, I appointed a special representative, former ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, to focus on nothing but working with his Russian counterpart, which Putin appointed, to see if we can find a way forward, not marginalizing the Normandy process, but working with it to see if we could break the logjam.
The secretary said sanctions on Moscow will remain in place for now. He's to meet with NATO foreign ministers in Brussels and the Organization for Security Cooperation in Europe in Vienna next week. A U.S. jury in Washington Tuesday acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of murder in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya 5 years ago that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. But he was convicted on 4 of 18 counts, including conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists. Qatala was the first person to be tried in connection with the 2012 attack. He faces decades of prison time. The U.S. Tuesday threatened further action against the government of South Sudan if it doesn't end years of violence and allow U.N. peacekeepers to do their job. Nikki Haley is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
Words are no longer sufficient. The United States is prepared to pursue additional measures against the government, or any party for that matter, if they do not act to end the violence and ease the suffering in South Sudan.
The Trump administration imposed sanctions in September targeting two senior South Sudanese officials and a former army chief. But any push for U.N. action could face resistance from Russia. Last year, a U.S. effort to impose an arms embargo failed. Pope Francis held his first public mass in Myanmar Wednesday, also known as Burma, calling on his audience to be instruments of peace and reconciliation. Francis said many in Myanmar bear the wounds of violence. He said while some believe healing can come from anger and revenge, he said that is not the way of Jesus. Tuesday, the Pope told State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi the country's future lay in respecting the rights of all of its people, although he did not mention by name the Rohingya Muslims, who have fled by the hundreds of thousands amid a security crackdown. Indonesian authorities shut its international airport on the tourist resort island of Bali for a third day in a row because of a plume of volcanic ash coming from Mount Agung. The airport, Indonesia's second largest, will remain closed to flights until at least early Thursday. U.S. stocks surged Tuesday to record highs as Congress makes progress on tax reform. The benchmark Dow Jones Index closing up nearly 256 points to 23,836. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.